afternoon, Birmingham. How you doing? Glad to have you back again aboard the Corsair, floating along in a sea of jazz. Some interesting information for any local bands out there. No matter what style of music you perform, the following information may be of some use to you. The Old Rep Theatre in Birmingham has announced details of a special promotional package designed to give a prestigious platform for local bands and artists and record companies. It is proposed that for 1 week in February 1994, between Monday the 7th and Saturday the 12th, the venue will be turned over to all that's best in the West Midlands music, giving local musicians a chance to break out of the pub club circuit and showcase their material on the stage of this unique 378 capacity theatre. The bill will be put together and marketed by the musicians themselves with guidance where needed. PA and lighting can be provided at cost or arranged by the bands. Tickets can be printed and where required available to sell at other outlets. If you're interested, please send a demo tape and a biography to Neil Johnston, Arts Facilities Manager at the Birmingham Town Hall, Victoria Square, Birmingham B33DQ, and the closing date is Monday the 6th of December 1993, there is already a big show of interest, so the sooner you get your demo tapes in, the better. And if you want a phone to find out further info, call 021-235-3942.
You heard what we said. We're just chilling with Fred.
We started off today's program with a track called The Rubberneckings from the acid jazz album The Whole Thing, followed by a Main Street People and Whisper on the Breeze. This is brand new from the JB Horns from their brand new album I Like It Like That. The track Chilling with Fred.
Yes. Life's too short, peace of mind can't be bought by man trying. Diamonds and camel through eagle's eye. Don't try. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. You heard what we said. We're just chilling with Fred. Take a look around, see how you feel for yourself. Really well. But when you're done, you can't. It's time to start working on a team. Man must work to live, not that to work. So don't be a jerk. Take your time, free your mind. Check it out. Is a mind in a state of confusion? It's not. Try cruising. Stop losing your vibe. Temple of the spirit, so live with it.
We're just chilling with Fred.
Just chillin' with Fred.
The funkiest horn section in the world. The JB Horns, Fred Maceo and Pee Wee. Along with Mr. Richard Mazda on the rap, along with bass and guitar. Chilling with Fred. Incidentally featuring Maceo Parker there on the Hammond organ, a little different, along with the alto sax. On a jazz, the funky tip.
Stop sign.
And don't forget, the Brighton Jazz Bop is coming Friday the 26th of November at the event West Street Brighton. The Jazz Bop, 5th anniversary party. And featuring on the bill is Pharoah Sanders, The Hesitations, Ruben Wilson, Push from Germany, and Matt Cooper's excellent Outside, along with DJs Ross Dubry and all the usual crowd. That's November the 26th, the Brighton Jazz Bar.
Wesley.
I was really hoping you'd come over.
Not just about jazz. About music of today, black music of today. From Los Angeles, this is Michelle Nadege Ocello and Sweet Love.
What is a girl to do? I try so very hard to try and please you, even though I know you really don't care. Or is it that you find your feelings too hard to share? Friends say I'm crazy for the way that I feel. You don't love me now, or you probably never will. But my love is far stronger than pride, even though I know there'll always be another by your side. Tears by candlelight, I'm just another lonely heart here on a lonely night. Screams of passion as I call out your name. Make love to another just to ease the pain. Will it ever change? Will you ever feel the same way I'm on me?
it has to be said. One of the most conscious albums of 1993, Plantation Lullabies, Michelle and the Dage Ocello. And one of 13 tracks found on the CD from the States, Sweet Love, through Warner Brothers, the home of now Dana Bryant, Warner Brothers US. And that's out on the Maverick record label, which incidentally is owned by Madonna. Yes.
What is black music?
Had to play this once more.
A collection of sounds.
And especially
with the bassy rhythm.
For Larry and Muriel. Many thanks for your card.
An everlasting fire.
For you and your family.
Coming from the motherland.
Hope you have a nice Christmas.
A mixture of funk.
Soul, and a blessed Reagan. 94. All for you.
And a swing. And a whole lot of blood, sweat, and tears. So I want y'all to check this out, cause we gonna kick a little story for y'all, a little story about black music, kick it one time.
Soul,
I give thanks to my mother and father.
What my mother and father want to thank you for my soul.
Everybody seems to be following in the trends of the 70s at the moment. I wonder if the consciousness is going to come along as well. Connie Williams from the United States of America distributed that via Germany. What is black music? For the urban edge to the black music scene, check out Burnout at Bond's Nightclub on Friday, December the 3rd, 1993, for a selection of hip-hop, heavy swing, deep, I said, deep garage, and all the best in urban music from Brickhouse and Cool DC.
Jazz and more on PCRL.
Well, we've had conscious music to start the program. I think it's time we went deep and creative. We did it last week. We played a 25-minute segment, and we're going to do it for you again. Three in a row, 25 minutes of pure deepness. Especially for all the vibe readers out there in and around the West Midlands, and to those of you outside of Birmingham, enough respects. Music to relax to think about, and to dance to in the Sunday lunchtime. It's madness aboard the Corsair with me, Steve Williams. Good afternoon. I'm afraid the phone lines are not on today, but we'll sort them out real soon.
Thank you. We'd like to do a song for you, have you figure it out. The question is that jazz?
Thank you.
Music. Music for your minds to work overtime on. From his second album, I Love My Job, you're listening to Vinks and a tune called Standing on Corners. find that from 1992 on Pangea Records. Before that, a little rarity from Atco Records, 1975, from a group called Funk Factory, and a tune was called Lilliput and features Michael Urbanik on soprano sax, Ursula Dudziak on vice, and Steve Gadd on the drums. A little bit of fusion and madness. And before that, from the album Head to the Sky, you're listening to Earth, Wind and Fire, and a classic called Zanzibar from 1973, CBS Records. But for now, let's go to London to meet the dude.
Good afternoon, Birmingham and surrounding areas. It's the Dude, back with you for another lowdown on what's going on in London town in this week's edition of London Mornings. Okay, straight into the LPs. And the 70s group Sinande have a best of LP released on vinyl. It's been on CD, but it's now being released on vinyl. And this is an excellent, excellent album. Grab hold if you can. Chase it down on Sequel Records. Talking of chasing, check out the Soul Chasers Volume 1 series on Expansion. An excellent compilation featuring all the hard-to-get tunes. Now put onto one album, including such tunes as Would You Believe in Me by John Lucian and Looking Up to You by Michael Wyckoff. Also, still doing the rounds down here, Brian Powell CD, I Think of You, doing big things at the moment, as is Pressure Drop's Front Row. Also check for compilation LP entitled Respect on the Charlie label. And the Busting Out compilation is still busting out of the record stores, as is the Argo Cadet Grooves Volume 5. On the 12-inch front, we have Grey Boy out of California on the Love and Hate label, and his 12-inch entitled Freestyling. Excellent import, that one. As is Zachary Bro and his version of Impressions, remixed by Guru. And DJ Shadows, The Soul Side, out of California, is also doing big things down here in the capital. And if you can get hold of it, there's a limited edition of Incognito's Keep the Fires Burning EP, which is doing the rounds at the moment. Tough tune. But their actual single is entitled Giving It Up. Okay, dates-wise, first off, tonight we have, on the Latin front, Mr. Eddie Palmieri playing at the Fridge in Brixton. And alongside that we have the Orchestra Internationale Los Niche at the Camden Centre. So that's an evening of Latin sounds down here in town on the 14th, this evening. And tomorrow on the 15th, and this Tuesday the 16th, we have Steps Ahead at the Jazz Cafe. And on Saturday the 20th, Philip Bent will be at the Jazz Cafe as well. And moving right ahead to the November the 25th, and we have the mighty Ray Charles, the legendary Ray Charles at the Hammersmith Apollo. Big time. Check that out. And also on the 25th, we have the London Jazz Bop at the Jazz Cafe, with special guests including Ruben Wilson, Outside, What's For That Man, Matt Cooper, and Push. Okay, and moving 2 days after that, we have the Freedom Principle and the Far Side playing at the Subterranea on November 27th. And on the same day at the Jazz Cafe, yes, she's touching down, Miss Carmen Lundy. Definitely want to check out the exquisite vocals of one Miss Carmen Lundy. 27th of November at the Jazz Cafe. Be there. And also the 26th. And the admission there is £10. To repeat, Friday the 26th and 27th. Carmen Lundy is in town. Check it. Okay. Moving outside of that now. Just one more thing to give you. And that is dates. One date. The Bar Rumba, a club that is started up by Giles Peterson and Norman Jay. Entitled That's How It Is. Playing some serious left field jazz grooves. Okay. That's about it for me. Just time to leave you this week with the quote of the week, which is commitment to continuity builds emotional stability. Okay, commitment to continuity builds emotional stability. Okay, commitment to continuity builds emotional stability. All right, leaving you this week with a track by a young Asian group out of Wembley, North London, just round the way from me, called Hustlers HC. Tune is entitled Big Trouble in Little Asia. Okay, and may I take this opportunity to wish all the Asian massive a happy Diwali, be you in Birmingham, Leicester, Nottingham, or surrounding areas. So once again, this is Hustlers HC, Big Trouble in Little Asia. The Deep Down and Extra Long Mix on a new label, to me anyway, called PNC Nation. Okay, so it's only left for me now to hand the helm back over to Captain Steve Williams for the remainder of the journey aboard the Corsair. It's the dude saying, "Meg on, see ya."
Hey yo, I see big trouble down in Little Asia for an Asian growing up. My culture does not fit in with yours. Your corrupt culture makes my rich culture look poor. I'm trying to learn more about my past. I'm fighting to make my culture last. But the clock is ticking, talking, knocking down the walls. So people fall down into the deep, deep well, where you close your ears to the stories that they tell of India in days gone by. Civilization that caused such frustration that it had to be captured and controlled, made to fit the mold. The jewel in an empire made of gold, now it's raped and left out in the cold, 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 cold. So come on to the land of opportunity, be a street sweeper, a factory worker. So many came and worked the bomb jobs hard, educated people treated like retards. But the land of opportunity needs a business community, so the factory workers made good like they always knew they would. But what about me? This ain't my country, gee, I have no loyalty. I'm here as long as it suits me. It wasn't my intent or my idea. Sometimes I wish I was born a million miles from here, cause born I am a child without a home. Homeless I've grown up, so homeless I will roam. A citizen of the world with Asia on my mind. My culture's all I have, my culture I will find. I hope you see it comfortably, I'm gonna burst your bubble. Tell you much stories about big trouble in Little Asia. Should I say, give me the silence? Lend your ear here as I tell you about the violence. Violence, not only physical. Some are patriotic, religious or political. Asians, that's my cause. That's my style, that's my love. That's my reason for an uproar. Listen to the title, what does it mean? Big
trouble, little Edger is a horrifying scene. Malinois will be falsifying, no way. I'm picking off evidence through my childhood age. Seeing brothers beating on brothers for enough reasons. Call it the right thing, I call it disloyal or treason. If you lift a criminal like you're headed for the jail cell, you reckon there's a rep for this, something I gotta tell. Beating on each other makes the racist man laugh. Seeing that his task is more easier to pass. Tell me what difficulty would the racist man find if you had the devilish thought of Asian bashing on your mind. Scheming on your brothers to make a profit to survive. Culturally that's crime, robbing our people blind. Gangs in our community, I see there is a need. Protection of our people is what we should achieve. Let the city to a sony cut eyes to our brother. And stop the idea of this another Asian culture. Respect another brother, expect respect back. Cause that's what you would get from the moment you attack. The problem seems to be getting tougher and rougher. Asian gangs unite, so no Asian man will suffer. Unify the brother Asian, I see is the only way. Solve the problem now, for there is no time to wait. Asian hip-hop hustles on a point that's causing trouble. Sit back and relax to the words of big trouble.
No Asian.
Superb music from Hustlers HC and a group called Big Trouble in Little China. Little Asia, should I say.
They form a mixed relation. Religion should bring peace, but here it causes pain. But God is one, different rules, the same game. What a choice, your family or your love. The decision was too tough, too many had enough, but made a tragic love story of their life. Suicide is painless if you try. How much harder can life get, I hear you say.
Basically, running out of time today. I'd like to thank the dude once more for his London runnings aboard the Corsair. Avoiding the sharks on the way. Allowing in to join me behind the helm of the Corsair. Enough respect.
Become a white elephant.
A tune you will be hearing in the future from me, Hustlers HC, Big Trouble in Little Asia. Conscious, serious, left field music. We're going to take a commercial break. Inside, there's three in a row, two-step style, from around the world.
12 to 2, Jazz and Soul, with Steve Williams.
The next time that I see you, I'm gonna blow your mind, hold you close, squeeze you tight. The next time that I see you, I'm gonna tell you I love you across my heart.
See you. I'm gonna bring some wine.
it made our hearts sing.
Taken from the Moments album, and that was called Those Sexy Moments, and the track was called Next Time That I See You. Picked that up on a 7-inch last week and broke it. I had to go out and buy the album. Dear me, that was a very distressing Saturday last week, so I had to play it for you. That was from America, Two Step from America. Now Two Step from Germany. One more after this.
Thank you. his groove.
To the States,
so fine.
Two Step Style, then we went east to Germany, and that was a Private Room, Two Step, and a jazz tip. Don't forget, if you want more soulful music and Two Step, check out Mickey Knowles Tuesday night on the radio from 10 until midnight. And also Wednesday nights for Cherry, same time, 10 till midnight. Two evenings of pleasurable, gorgeous soul music. We now go a little north to Holland for our third and final two-step track for this afternoon.
Ever since the first time I saw you, I knew you would be the only one who could brighten up my cloudy days, bring out a smile in the sun. If I drift away, won't you try to understand? If I drift away, it wasn't part of my plan. If I drift away, won't you lend a helping hand? I come running back to you. Some of my days are up, yeah. Few of my nights are down. Maybe you think I don't want you around. Look into my eyes and wonder what you see. There's someone there, but baby, it ain't me. If I drift away, won't you try to understand? If I drift away, it wasn't part of my plan. If I drift away, won't you lend a helping hand? I'll come running back to you.
Since you brought some two-step along, hope you enjoyed that three in a row two-step style. We're going to play one more soul track for you today, but from a different angle, and for this time we're going to get to the south of the world, to a place called Africa, where yes, they make soul as well.
Jazz Grooves, Steve Williams.
This one's especially for Mickey and for the consortium. Check these out. It's lovely. Holland, Germany and Africa. Soul music. That was for Mickey and the consortium. Also to Larry and Muriel, who asked me for a particular Hugh Masekela track. I shall bring it along in a couple of weeks, hopefully, for you. Hope that one sufficed. Hugh Masekela on a soul tip. Getting quite a bit of Hugh Masekela in of late. Good quality African soul and jazz music. After the break, we go to I don't know, multinational, I think.
How come you never told me what you made a woman for? If you made me just for waiting, I ain't waiting, Lord, no more. 'Cause this big man has got me feeling like I never felt before.
Roaring, all beautiful girls in there, one mad brunette at the bar, drunk with her boys. One strange chick I remember from somewhere, wearing a simple skirt with pockets, her hands in there, short haircut, slouch, talking to everybody. Up and down the stairs they come, the bartenders, the regular band of Jack, and the heavenly drummer who looks up in the sky with blue eyes and a beard. He's wailing beer caps and bottles and jamming at the cash register, and everything is going to the beat. It's the beat generation, it's Bayat. Keep. It's the beat of the heart. It's being beat and down in the world and like old-time lowdown. And like in ancient civilizations, the slave boatmen rowing galleys to a beat. And servants spinning pottery to a beat. The faces. There's no face to compare with Jack Mingus, who's up on the bandstand now with a colored trumpeter who outblows him wild and dizzy, but Jack's face overlooking all the heads and smoke. He has a face that looks like everybody you've ever known and seen on the street in your time. Sweet face, hard to describe. Sad eyes, full lips, expectant gleam, swaying to the beat, tall, majestical. Waiting in front of the drugstore. A face like hunkies in New York. Hunky, whom you'll see on Times Square, somnolent and alert. Sad, sweet, dark, holy. Just out of jail, martyred. tortured by sidewalks, starved for sex and companionship, open to anything, ready to introduce a new world, shrug. The colored big tenor with the big tone is blowing sunny spits clear out of Kansas City roadhouses. Clear, heavy, somewhat dull and unmusical ideas which nevertheless never leave the music. Always there, always far out. The harmony too complicated for the motley bumps of music understanding in there.
Of music from United Future Organization from Japan, from their second album, the tune Poetry and All That Jazz. The essence of the dub, just reminding you that there is a night of dub at the Moseley Dance Centre on Saturday the 11th of December, with the Dub Warriors along with the Zion Train, DJs and Ultimate Visuals from Mothership, the 11th of December, Saturday night at the Moseley Dance Centre, taking the international vibrations into 1994. Those of you who have been keeping an eye on Fathead at Liberty's Nightclub on the 20th of November in the house on Saturday nights, you've got Kevin Beadle along with resident DJ Psy. I'm going to be down there without a doubt. That's the 20th at Liberty's, a Fathead part 2 on a jazz Jamaica tip, so to speak. Ernest Wrangling, along with Just Friends, are down at the Midlands Arts Centre on the 28th of November, Sunday. Ernest Wrangling, legendary guitarist and sometimes arranger for Island Records in Jamaica, will be down there along with support from the Jammers Caribbean Jazz Quintet. If you want further info on that, contact 440-3838. And finally, for those of you who could do with a laugh, the Cave Arts Centre presents Black Comedy Club, the sharpest black comedians on the pro circuit live, featuring Leo Chester, ex-Ella Roger D and compere John Simmitt. That's on at Friday the 26th of November, and that is at the Cave. Tickets for that are £5 and £4 concessions. For further info, give them a call at the box office on 021-440-0288, and that is obviously Mosley Road, Borsaleigh, Birmingham B12, the Cave Arts Centre. Support it.
South Central Los Angeles is a holocaust of flame and smoke, as proud black warriors all come forth to reclaim our destiny and restore our hope, and to make everyone aware that the rubble of riot still smolders in spots like Newark and Harlem, Chicago and Watts. And though it might seem that the riots are over, and now black brothers are getting bolder and making threats like taking over, but hold it, brother. Before you go on and do that, can you tell me something, brother?
What you want to know?
What color is black? What I mean is, can I be brown, tan, or yellow? Because, brother, you see, I didn't make my color.
Time.
Yeah, all right, I understand. We all used to be Negroes. Today, you're a black man. Wait, here comes a brother I know for sure can rap. Say, can you tell me, brother, what color is black?
Are you serious?
Of course I'm serious.
Man, you talking crap.
No, I ain't talking no crap. But then if you don't know...
I gotta go.
And if you just have to go... It's all right, brother, I understand. Yesterday a Negro, today a black man. 10 years ago, Negroes didn't know black was a race. They thought black was a bandit, voodoo, a curse, or a cat.
Time.
That brought bad luck when it crossed your path. But now, black is a way of life. A knife that cuts on both sides. A cup that overflows with the fruits of life. A pride within that outward flows. The torch of light that lights our path. But yet still not stating that one fact. Brother. Hey, brother, what color is black?
Brown.
Yellow.
Blacker than black.
I mean, should I wear a natural and change my style to Afro, learn Swahili, and talk about how good Africa is? Or can I just be me? I always have been, you see, and I ain't afraid of dying when the revolution comes, and that's a fact.
Tick-tock.
So come on, brother, tell me, what color is black?
Tick-tock.
And when the answer does come, I hope that it state that all black brothers should try to relate to one another. And remember, brothers, blackness comes in many colors.
The Watts Prophets and Wake Up from the 70s. A little conscious, once more, lyrics coming your way. Time now for the final episode of Dropping Flavor. We've had 10 and we're only doing 10. We started off quite some time back now, obviously 10 weeks ago, with a track from Jonathan Collins and a track called Sons and Daughters of the Sun, followed by Clifford Jordan's John Coltrane, Abdullah Ibrahim and Nomani, McCoy Tyner and One of Another Kind, Archie Shepp, Mama Rose, Hugh Masekela live at the Subterranean down in London. We played a track from him. Dropping Flavor number 7 was Ali Fakatour and I Bind featuring Steve Williamson. And then we had Freddie Hubbard's Red Clay, Brian Auger's Maiden Voyage. And finally, Dropping Flavor number 10 must come from this lady.
Getting out of hand.
folks wouldn't have to suffer if there was more love for your brother. But these are trying times. You got the riots and the ghetto, and it's all around. Going down. I don't understand it. My point of view. I remember somebody said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And then folks wouldn't have to suffer.
Squeezing It Dry, Roberta Flack and Trying Times from her album on Atlantic called First Take. There you have it, dropping flag number 10, the final in a little series. I hope you enjoyed them 10. I hope you understood the meaning of them and what they was all about and why I was playing them for you and highlighting them as serious flavoured music. Coming this week to Birmingham, you've got three marvellous events. Tomorrow, you've got Trilok Gurtu at the Midlands Arts Centre over the road from the Edgbaston Cricket Grounds. On Wednesday, you've got Andy Shepherd. I'm going to read a snippet from the local paper. Andy out to lift the roof at the Town Hall, celebrating his move to the Blue Note record label and a new album, Rhythm Method, as played by me previously. Andy Shepherd with Small Co-Commotion and Big Co-Commotion performers at the Town Hall in Birmingham, Wednesday the 17th of November. Although saxophonist Shepherd has been busy touring with his big names like Carla Bley, George Russell and Nana Vesconcelos, he has developed his own big band incorporating electric jazz, funk Latin and improvised sounds. Andy Shepherd's Then commotion thrives on a driving combination of both pandemonium and order. The key to Shepherd's success is allowing the 10 strong musicians to the chance to test their mettle in solo and small group combinations. Fans from previous concerts will be watching for bassist Sylvian Richardson, lately of the Simply Red group, and saxophonist Jerry Underwood and Pete Hurt. As for the searing sounds of trumpeter Claude Depper and American trombonist Gary Valentin, let's just hope the Town Hall has the roof battened down. That's Andy Shepherd this coming Wednesday at the Town Hall. And the third events of this week is the Bundu Boys, who are hitting the Moseley Dance Centre this coming Friday night, the 19th of November. And before we hear a track from them, we're going to give you another track exclusive from the forthcoming Urban Species album called Listen, due out early part of next year. This track is called The Consequence.
Oh, yeah.
Exclusive music aboard the Corsair. Almost done, almost through, almost time to go on.
I'm gonna talk about the consequence.
By the way, if Dave, DJ Dave from Longbridge, is in tune, could you please give me a call at home this afternoon? Need to speak to you about something. Many thanks. Urban Species, The Consequence.
Talk about the consequence. The consequence of ignorance. Now check it. Tell me something when you're looking at me. Just what exactly is it you see? Now do you see this here human being? Or is it something else that you're seeing? Looking at me in disgust, and something tells your mind not to trust. Now the consequence of ignorance is racial intolerance. I see stereotypes that are being fed and deep ingrained into another man's head. Brainwashed by the media, so I must be a drug dealer or something to that effect. Knowing crime is like I'm the prime suspect.
Is it due to this? Is it due to that?
Nah, it's due to the contents of this rap, which is talking about the consequence. The consequence of ignorance. Yes, I'm talking about the consequence. The consequence of ignorance. The consequence of ignorance. You never judge a book by its cover.
True.
So don't judge a man by his color. Now this applies to every race, and there's not one exceptional case. To me, your color's no more than a mask, and everyone in life has a task to achieve. Now some believe that I'm naive and try to deceive, but I'm too wise to despise a man on the basis of his eyes or the skin.
Very much a subject to today's program, conscious lyrics.
And not my nationality. Now you may sew it
without going too deep into the problems in Birmingham Town. I'll let the music speak for me. I'm going to play that again for you next week, I think. Means I'm talking all over it. Don't forget, coming to England through this month, you've got Pharoah Sanders, November the 23rd at the Irish Centre in Leeds, the 24th, 25th and 27th at Dingwalls in London, the 26th of November at the Jazz Bop in Brighton, the 28th at the Trinity Arts Centre in Bristol, and November the 30th, Pharoah Sanders can be found at Al's Cafe in Manchester. That only leaves me to say my farewells. And here is a little snippet, once more from the paper, about the Bundu Boys who are coming to the Moseley Dance Centre this coming Friday. All you African people, support it. All you West Indians, support it. The motherland. You can dance your socks off and support Oxfam at the same time when the Bundu Boys return to Birmingham Friday, November the 19th at the Moseley Dance Centre. one of Africa's hottest dance bands, the Bundu Boys, promise an exhilarating evening of infectious jive rhythms from Zimbabwe. The musicians begin their playing around Harare's nightclub circuit, using borrowed gear and playing Western pop, switching to homegrown music, which reflected the African experience the Bundu Boys came to notice in Britain 6 years ago, when two albums raced up the charts. Despite touring the world and enjoying success with their recordings, they haven't forgotten where they came from. Our music expresses the struggle of our people, and that's why we want to support Oxfam, said Bundu's vocalist Riza Kagana. Oxfam's Africa Make or Break campaign is looking for public support to increase aid, cut debt and improve trading prospects. Oxfam's team will be in full swing at the event, urging popular support for the campaign. Get ready to bop till you drop. And this is the Bundu Boys. A little bit of them anyway. This was recorded live